This is a move of God. This is a move. This is a move of God, yes. And we're moving. We're moving. Worship stop. Come on, worship is still in this room. Come on, sing your song to the Lord. This is a move, oh yes. When you're moving, things are happening, even things I cannot see in the natural. But when you're moving, things are moving. Ah, come on, women of God. I said, when you're moving, things are moving. They're moving out of my way.
Out of my way.
They cannot stay. Cause you're moving.
Moving.
Cause you're moving.
Moving.
Cause you're moving.
You're moving.
Come on, there's a stirring right here that is only for the hungry right here. There's a special deposit right here in this moment. I just want you to get it. I want you to get it right there. When you have access to his excess, when you access it, when you access him, I have a right. I'm of the royal family, and it belongs to me. I'm not on the outside, I'm not on the outside. He brings me to the inside. He brings me to the inside. I'm on the inside. I'm on the inside. Ooh. As I went home last night from all the women's conference, man, I was so tired, and I was like, I didn't really have any voice at that time at all. It's only the anointing that's going to give me a voice today. But I laid there and I just kind of crashed on the bed with my legs over the side. Didn't even fully get into bed. And I was actually laying on my husband's chest with my hand down. And I just breathed out and I just said, God, if there's anything else you want to say, I ain't sure what it is. But if there's anything else you want to say, please tell me. And I'm laughing in joy this morning because he doesn't have to, but he does. He don't have to say anything. There were seasons in the Bible, you see, where they were lacking the voice of God and God wasn't saying anything and the prophets weren't declaring nothing and it was silent in the heavens. So God don't have to talk to me, and he doesn't have to talk to you, but he decides to commune with you. Come on, we can do better than that. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You can be seated in the presence of God. Don't stop. Hallelujah. Because see, this is what I was laying there and there was nothing. I thought, well, you know, Sister Terry, the Lord's going to let me take a nap real quick. You know, everyone else that I called or texted, they're all taking a nap. They were asleep. Now, the pregnant woman, stand up, Miss Megan. I love you. The pregnant woman had a right to go to sleep yesterday. She did. Let's give her a hand. I love you. I just want to recognize you because you're just so beautiful. I don't know. I'm kind of partial. She's my daughter in love, and, you know, she has a journey. She's walked, but she also has a journey she's getting ready to walk. And so God is going to be with her. Amen. She's anointed for it. And you can see that anointing that is on her. But as I laid there, you know, I said, okay, God, he's going to let me sleep. Everyone else is sleeping and then napping or whatever they're doing. And I tried. I did the deep breaths, you know, Tamara, and think I'm going to go to sleep. And about 2 minutes after I said, Lord, if there's something else you want to say, I heard the voice of God. Just say this. They won't go to battle without her. And honestly, I was like, oh, no. So I got up, and I haven't had the ability to have naps like you all. People tell me, text me, now get good rest. And I'm like, like, really? Thank you for your kindness. I truly do appreciate it. But I'm like, that ain't the way this works. You see, when you're called by God, when you want to rest, sometimes you're not allowed to rest. You're allowed to rest in him. Now, I'm going to take it up a level today because God spoke to me about the Deborahs. And I realize not everybody is a Deborah, but it's going to fit somebody up in this house, up in this house. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for Fully Endowed Women's Conference? My God, blew me away. We broke every record. We broke every attendance record. We broke every online record. We broke every financial record. We broke every pledge record. We broke God touching people. I ain't never prayed for so many women. I was like, my God, when is this line going to end? Oh, crowning you with a special crown. And God's not done. Look at your neighbor and say, he ain't done. He ain't done. He's only getting started because there's an army of women that God is rising up. I said there's an army of 300 women that God is rising up. And if that's you, I want you to give him a shout of praise from your gut. Ooh, I feel the warrior in the house today. You can be seated in the presence of God. So I don't have no prepared message. I didn't have time, Dr. April, to spend a week or not even a full day. So you're getting what I was able to get together just this morning. So it's going to be short and sweet. Isn't that nice? You're seeing the first miracle of Brenda McClintock Ministry. So there ain't no PowerPoints. Didn't have time for all that. That usually takes about 5 hours for me to just do that. How many follow me? But the thing is, we see in our day right now, women of God, that there are leading women that are rising up and they're taking position and they're taking place. Never before in our culture have we seen great women using their greatness to arise in culture like we are seeing today. You know, we're almost, sometimes women are wanting to be presidents of the United States. Women are lawyers and they're counselors and they're women are business owners and they're owning it and running that business. They're stepping up. Come on here. Yes. And they're managers and they're supervisors. They are air flight attendants. I remember seeing a Prophetess Calloway's post just the other day, and she took a picture of the pilot for her plane, and in that was a woman, and she was like, come on, leading ladies are rising up, even able to fly big jets. Come on, go ahead and give God a praise. Yeah. So you find leading ladies in the Bible, and Deborah was one of those women, and I'm just going to focus and hone in on her today. Deborah was a prophetess, as most of us know. She was an intercessor. She was a mother in Israel. She was the fourth judge and the only female judge that is recorded in Israel, and God called her to a prominent position as a prophetess and a judge. At a time when history was dictating that only men were given those titles and those ranks and those positions. But tell your neighbor, even in the Bible, there are leading ladies with authority. So give me Judges 4. Verses 1 through 4, and we're going to look into this. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, now that Ehud was dead. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, the king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazar, Sisera, I believe that's the way you say his name, the commander of his army, was based in, I don't know how to say that, help me, Pastor Jason, how do you say that? Harosheth and Hagarorium. Okay, it's something like that, because he had 900 chariots, say 900 chariots, in that other army. They were filled with iron and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. Cruelly being oppressed and dictated to what you can, what you cannot do. And not just unjustly treated, they were being treated cruelly. They cried to the Lord for help. Now Deborah, a prophet, is what it says here. Sometimes it says prophet, sometimes it says a prophetess. Prophet simply means that's the office mantle. So don't tell me women can't be prophets. I prefer to be called prophetess because I'm female. But yes, she was a prophet. And so it tells us here, she was the wife of Lapidoth and was leading Israel at that time. So I want you to see this. Deborah, number one, she was courageous. If you're taking notes this morning, she was leading in a very difficult time of life. She stepped forward with bravery. Deborahs are very brave. And it's always in the time of challenge and opposition. Women of God, if you're always in challenge and opposition, could it be that you are being provoked to rise up in your bravery? Judges 4 and 5, let's read on. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites went up to her to have their disputes decided. She would render judgment. And Deborah was a woman of great wisdom and revelation, the Bible tells us, and discernment. So women, if God is raising you up in authority, he also needs to raise up your discernment level. This means the devil can't come along and trick you into a thing. You see him coming, you smell him coming, because your radar is tight with God. Oh, that's good. So she mediated the Lord's judgment on the people. And she was passing on to them the word of the Lord. She was an oracle of God, revealing the Lord's will for the people of Israel. So she had to possess great listening skills. She had to be able to hear an issue or a problem that was going on and listen to both sides, not put in her personal opinion. And not be moved by her feelings. If she would have been just a feely woman, how many know she would have made some very wrong judgments? But see, Deborah was proven to make the right judgments. Deborah was proven that her choices were right. Deborah was proven that she heard from God. And even though some may not have agreed with it, they seen in the long run, you know what? Hey, Pastor so-and-so, she was right. Come on, someone should be giving God a praise right there. Ah! So she added value to wherever she was due to wisdom. So you can't have just power and authority and you don't have wisdom. Deborah's success was due to her faith in God, and she served God by utilizing her values, her moral standards that God said in his word. And she utilized her spiritual gifts as well. Do you know God can use you wherever you're at? In the workplace, teaching a college class, you can still use your gifts. Taking care of other people, you can discern and radar. Come on, prophetesses, and God may have a word for you to say in due season that will be honey to somebody's ears and encourage them and possibly save somebody else's life. Ooh. So Deborah doesn't question God's voice. If you are a woman of God or men and you're questioning, I don't want to leave the men out. Just let me say that. I love the men. And I agree with Prophetess Calloway. I don't want to do anything if it don't include men. I I'm not a female. What do they call feminist activist, whatever all that is. I think that's the stupidest thing ever. It is so unbalanced and so evil. Come on, men have their place. And we always welcome the men of God to be men, to be strong, to be mighty, to be leaders, to be priests of our home. And we submit to a man that is submitted to God. Come on, give him praise, women. Come on, men, give him praise. That's our proper positioning. Now, I didn't say submitted to a man full of the devil. That's another message. Okay, you shouldn't have married him in the first place. If he can't lead you, he can't feed you, he can't hear from God, then you should not be connected to him. You better listen to this woman preacher today. I will save your life and save you from your next divorce. Lead me, baby, lead me. Oh, Jesus, help me get in here. Hey, 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 hey. Glory to God. So she didn't question God's voice. She didn't wonder what others are going to say or think. Some women are still in an immaturity level of their life where they're always afraid of what people are going to think. You're always afraid of other people's opinions. Stop it. Stop it. You cannot rise and lead where God has you to lead when you're afraid of how you're going to either be received or am I going to be rejected? Am I going to say the right thing or am I going to get kicked out because I stood up and said no? I'm talking to somebody. I know I am. So I want you to see the character of Deborah. She didn't worry about what they thought, what they didn't thought. She heard from God, and she said what God said. And she simply has faith then to do what God tells her to do. Whether people follow or not is not her concern. I'm going to say, thus saith the Lord. Her only concern is doing what the Lord has called her to do. And not letting anything get in the way of that, because he's our number one. He is our champion. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so it goes on in Judges 4, 6 through 7. And it says, she sent for Barak, the son of Abinoam, I guess, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you. What did she say? So she is saying, God said, go. She's telling this to a man, a leader, go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead them up to the Mount Tabor. I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands. That's what the word of the Lord was. She was repeating, she was prophesying to Barak. This is what God says to you. Get an army. This is where I want you to go. And this is what's going to happen. She's declaring victory before victory's ever there. And I'm going to tell you, the victory don't even look like it's possible to have victory. Oh, I just had goosebumps run all up and down my legs. Ooh, Jesus, go ahead and step on into me, God. Hallelujah. Before victory was ever there, she prophesied, this is what you're going to see. So Deborah was not caught up in the fear of the day. What did we just learn? The days were cruel. They were treating people cruel, unjustly, yet she arose. She arose. She took God at his word. So when she was given the message to give Barak to attack Sisera, she never flinched. Your Bible doesn't say, well, she went and said, well, you know, like Gideon, he had to have, what, three confirmations. I'm not demeaning Gideon, because sometimes in our life, man, ooh, sometimes we need those confirmations. But Deborah wasn't like that. She didn't flinch. She was nestled tightly enough in a relationship with God that her confidence was unmovable. That's the way God wants you to be. So even though Sisera had a formidable army that featured 900 chariots made of iron, my God, She still delivered the message to Barack with confidence. She encouraged Barack and she acknowledged his role in leading. So just because that she is the one that brought the word of God, she never demasculated him. Because the men have to lead, but also the men have to realize sometimes you need a strong woman in your corner. Oh, there's some men that you got smart all the time. I love it. Huh. So it was her confidence in God's power that gave all the Israelites assurance that God was with them. Sometimes you may not be totally assured that God is with you in a situation, but if you get around the right mantle people, your assurance level begins to come up and you get confident to say, I'm not warring all by myself. And I ain't going to battle without you. I'm not going to have to do this on my own. And thank God, come on, where two or more are gathered in my name, where two or more agree. Come on, you cannot put 1,000 to flight, but you can do 10,000 to flight. You get two wisdoms together. You get two radars together. You get two things together, and God can do amazing things. That's why he wants to bring women together. That's why we don't have to just do our own separate thing. That's why I want to come and help Tamara. That's why I want to join with Terry. That's why I want to join Samantha. I want to join with Jessica. Leading ladies, Miss Blanche that was here that brought 14 people from her church. Come on, let's give God a praise. I want to join with leading women that will not flinch. You are unmovable. And always abounding in the work of the Lord. You ain't backing up, moving forward, backing up, moving forward, backing up. That's what kids do. Don't let it hurt you too bad. Come on. Ooh. Next, Deborah was trusted. Her strong faith and her faithfulness earned the respect of the people. I said her strong faith, not weak faith, and her faithfulness. You know, people always want promotion, but it's amazing to me. You want promotion. You want to teach the class. You want to be on the platform. You get upset when everyone else is brought up here, but you weren't brought up here. But yet you haven't even proven to be faithful yet, which is the very least thing on the bottom of the pole. Don't let me preach too hard. But when you're proven faithful, people see that. Do you know eyes are watching you? Eyes you didn't know were watching you. You know, eyes are watching me. Eyes are watching your Facebook posts. Eyes are watching our live right now. How consistent and faithful are you in the anointing? Come on, when you get up here, what you're doing is giving everyone out there permission to judge you, to weigh you, to measure you. So sometimes you think you're ready for something God ain't letting you be ready for yet. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Because see, God's covering you. He's keeping you. He's helping you along the way. That's why I trust him. So even when I want greater open doors, I say, God, you know what? If I don't have them right now, that's okay. Even though I'm going to push like a crazy woman against the forces of the adversary that would try to withhold, that would try to sabotage. So I know when there's warfare, but then I also know there's seasons that God is simply covering me in this season. And he's working some things out of me. Maybe I'm not as consistent in the word as I yet still need to become. Maybe there's another area I'm not consistent. I'm not faithful in my prayer life. I pray every now and then. Well, every now and then is not faithful. Okay. I'm helping us. You know I love you, right? Because I feel it hitting like bombs around here. Don't let it hit that hard. Come on, don't let it hit that hard. This is not personal, amen? This is a word from the Lord. I told you, this is another level. This is the Deborahs. The Deborahs. The Deborahs. The Deborahs. And so it goes on to say she was very trusted, and they knew. I believe Barack knew it was as if that God had implanted a divine compass within Deborah, because her compass was always in the correct direction. Her inner compass was always on point. Her compass all of a sudden didn't get too hot and steamy and go, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It was an inner compass in her that was a trusted one. Judges 4 and 8 goes on. Let's say we're going to get through this story. Barak said to her, if you go with me, Deborah, I'll go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. So this is where God said they won't go to war without her. they won't go to war without her. Because see, she can see things they can't see, Pastor David. Many times we become limited in our own thing. And I'm sure Barak, leading an army, come on, he's a manly man. But I'm sure his gaze was focused on making sure they had enough food to eat. They had enough strength to fight. Who am I going to choose? Who am I going to call? How am I going to call him? How are we going to get from here to there? A very strategist. And she was helping in the strategy. She was helping to encourage his sight and show him something that possibly he could have been missing in that season. Because he couldn't detect that it was God's season right now for this breakthrough to manifest at this moment. Oh, that's good. Give him a praise. Hey. So Barak wouldn't go without her. Say he wouldn't go without her. And so again, it did not demasculate Barak because he made a choice that says, hey, I ain't pastoring this church without you. I'm not doing that crusade without that woman. When they brought me to Tip City, Pastor Todd, whom I love so much. He's just like a big brother to me. Man, our hearts just went instantly. And I knew right then, but when he introduced me before the people, he said, I knew this camp meeting was, it was missing some piece. And he has powerful, crazy people at his camp meeting. I don't know if he ever had a woman there before, but he told me, you, and he told the people as well. See, this is where honor comes in. It's that you don't just tell me behind the scenes, oh, that blessed me so much, blah, 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 blah. No, it's when you tell the public about me where honor begins to come in. Well, I said it and I'm glad. And so he come to me and he told the conference, he said, she is the missing link to this camp meeting. And I'm already scheduled for next year and I give God glory for it. Come on and give him praise, somebody. And God moved in a miraculous way. That's why there was about 10 of them that came all the way from Tip City, Ohio, that drove 9 hours to come and be here when people in my own city couldn't drive across town for 15 minutes. Springfield, Missouri, I'm talking to you. I'm looking for the Deborahs to arise. Get out of your comfort zone and make it into the glory of God. Woo. Jesus, help me today. He gonna help me. He gonna help me. He gonna help me. So he said, I'm not doing nothing without you because Deborah, I realize you have a direct link with heaven. Whew. So Deborah was direct. That's another one of her characteristics. She spoke the word of God and no other. Now that would cancel out a lot of women right there. Because the problem is we don't know enough word of God to only speak the word of God. You duck. She spoke no other. It was clear to the Israelites that Deborah shared what was from God and not her own agenda. She could have had the power, my brother, to have her own agenda. She could have wielded that influence. I won their trust. Now let me influence them like this. Oh, and if she would have done that, she would have probably died real quick. Because you don't play with God. That's why faithfulness is required first. If you can be trusted with just a little, and don't screw that up. Oh, that's the mentor talking right there. Then God can trust you with much, and you can sustain much. The power of sustainment comes with women of God that mature inside. And you don't play, you don't wing it, you don't just throw it out there, you don't just live every day. You get your stuff together. That's what it requires for you to become the Deborah. Whew. So Judges 4 and 9. And so Barak says this, certainly I will go with you, said Deborah to Barak. But because of the course, so Deborah's telling him, Barak, hey, because of the course you're taking, the honor, it will not be yours. For the Lord will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman. Guys, we're talking about in the Bible days. Do you understand? We'll deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman. So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. Now, although Deborah, she did not engage in battle. She didn't get out on the field with her sword and start slicing and dicing people. Right? She let the men do what the men's supposed to do. You get out there and fight. I'm the woman of wisdom. I need to look what's going on and tell us what we need to do. Right? And I need to save my energy. Sometimes you women just need to save your energy and quit fighting all the time. Oh, I just heard the Lord say, and he said, and stop taking the fight away from your husband. Okay. Because many times you are demasculating your husband by trying to say, well, if you don't call him, I'm going to call him. It's okay to say that, but let him call him. You say, baby, you call him. You're able to handle this. You're not a wimpy husband. You're a good husband. Come on here and let them fight the fights that they need to fight. That's a good word. Yeah, it is. I know I've been married for 33 years happily. Now, at first, did I demasculate my husband? Probably. Quite a few times. He gonna tell on me now. Yes. I said, what's my, are you afraid of me? Now, I'm not abusive. I've never touched him. I've never hit him. I've never pushed him. I've never, you know, done these hostile things that women do. But boy, my personality. He learned really quick when he married me, Megan, that my name, my very name my mama gave me, it's not my fault. Brenda means fiery challenger. Y'all didn't know that, did it? So I will not back down and I will not flinch, and most usually I will end up winning. Or I will die trying. I'm made like that. I'm just made like that. It just comes out like that. What was I saying? But the men had to fight their own fight. So there were some times I probably made my husband feel really bad. But honestly, he knew in my heart I would finally break down and cry. I said, baby, man, you're a great man. You're good. But I said, you're just so soft, yellow belly cushion. He beat around the bush, tiptoeing. I said, I need you to be the man. I need you to go for the direct punch. Man, come on. I need you to come on with it. So what has happened in 33 years? He's not the same man that I married 33 years ago, and he is stronger. And what happened in his life in the concourse, I saw God take him to being this sweet person that would take videos back for people and run and do this and do that. And I'm like, what in the world do you think you're doing? I know you think that's mercy and you think that's love. No, I said, that's just stupid. They're misusing you, and they were. I was right. Your wife was right. But over the course of time, what happened, he began to rise up, and God began to correct me and say, you're handling him wrong. You are demeaning him. You are too negative. And God, the Holy Spirit had to tell me, do you realize that you're negative every day? You're griping at this man because you want him to be more, but you can't make him be more. I'm talking to somebody. So I went to the Holy Spirit and I said, okay. I said, Holy Spirit, how do I do this? And I talked to my husband and we had those tears. I said, honey, how do we do this? Because, you know, we can't take care of business and we can't do this if things go undone and da-da-da-da-da. And he taught me how to help him. And he began to say, baby, he says, I need you to be my cheerleader. I need you to affirm me. Maybe I need that. Maybe I need you to tell me, honey, you can do this. And honey, you got this. I'm behind. You got it. You're well able to do this. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go meet with the businessmen. Don't be afraid to get up and say, hey, thus saith the Lord. I know that's the prophetic part of me. You have to watch that. Okay? But then he came into an apostolic realm. And I've seen through the years how God made him apostolic. They come in and tread territory and set an alignment and people follow their voice. So come on, he has to have that in him that he don't flinch, period. No matter how deeply he loves. I will love you and take a risk and I ain't flinching. God tells me something, here it comes. With all the love in my heart, but come on, I'm not going to be a doormat either and bring it to you like walking on eggshells around you because you're so thin. Not going to do that. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, women of God. So what did it say? She says, you know what, Barak, the honor is not going to be yours. The Lord's going to deliver Caesarea into the hands of a woman. So she didn't engage in battle, but her presence there encouraged Barak's faith to fight victoriously for the Lord. And God showed up in miraculous ways, as you keep reading the story, to help Barak's army obliterate Jabin's army. Amen? In the turn of events, what happened? When Sisera, the leader of the opposite army, flees for his life, what happens in that story? He takes refuge at the wrong tent. He takes refuge in the tent of a woman named Jael, who ends up driving a tent spike through his temple while he slept. She's a bad woman. Her name wasn't Deborah, but Jaels are bad women. And so this fulfilled Deborah's prophecy to Barak, which stated that because of his faltering courage, there would be no glory for you, for the Lord will give Caesarea into the hand of a woman. And Jael was the woman that brought the leader of that army and said, here it is. Come on, somebody, am I helping you? So Deborah was confident in God. Deborah never hesitated to fulfill the command. It caused her to have ability to reassure, to lead the Israelites to victory. Verse 14, Judges 4:14. Then Deborah said to Barak, go! This day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you? So Barak went down to Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. And is what we realized, they ended up winning the victory. And the prophecy came to pass and it was true. And in Judges 5:1-3, when you read that, you will see Deborah also as a worshiping warrior. And 2 Corinthians 10:4, it tells us the weapons of our warfare, women of God, is not carnal, but it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we cannot fight spiritual enemies with natural weapons. Whew. Your praise and worship to God is those weapons. And so you have to sing this song that we had. Lolita, sing that part of that bridge on the champion. See, this is you. This is what your spirit should say. This is what your spirit should sing, even in spite of all obstacles.
When I lift my voice and shout, everyone comes crashing down. Have the authority Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority.
Yep.
Jesus has given me. When I lift my voice and shout,
was humble is another characteristic of Deborah. She gave praising God to glory. She gave glory to the Lord because victory belonged to the Lord. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. In Judges 5:5, it goes on to say, Deborah and Barak sang a song of thanksgiving and praise to God. And what happened? They had peace for 40 years due to their obedience. The Deborah anointing. You're going to write this down real quick and I'm done. I'm closing. The Deborah anointing are ones that have a not on my watch. Not on my watch. This junk ain't coming up into my house. Not on my watch stance. The Deborah anointing will arise in battle. The Deborah anointing will confront. Yes, it will. In Judges 5:7, it says, I, Deborah, arose, which means to, I position myself. Ooh, this is blessing you, isn't it? I position myself. It's an aggressive form. In a Hebrew interpretation, the Deborahs are activated in power gifts. I said Deborahs are activated in power gifts. They're the gifts of faith, the gift of healing, and the gift of miracles. They synchronize their life and their actions with the time clock of heaven. This is important. I want you to get this because God has a calendar and He has appointed times and He has appointed seasons for everything. He has appointed times for deliverance. He has appointed times for war. There's a time for war. Come on, there's a time to dance. There's a time to cry. He has all kinds of appointed times and season, and He appoints great victories. There's an appointed time that your victory's on the way. You just got to hold on in there. Hey. So you don't see a woman wearing a fur coat on the beach in the middle of summer. If you do, that is a woman that is not discerning the season. Wearing the wrong things at the wrong times. The Deborahs, they are voices to those who have no voice. They pioneer movements. And those movements empower the next generation. Where's all my young girls at? If there is a young lady, if you're under the age of 20 and I haven't prayed for you yet, I want you to line up here on the front. If you want it, if you don't, sit right where you're at. It don't bother me. I'm just giving you an invitation. Amen. The Deborahs have a resolve to stand boldly in the anointing that God has given them. The Deborahs will not apologize for the fire in which they lead. The Deborah anointing is resilient. The Deborah anointing is persistent. And those people will be highly blessed. They have a lifestyle of prayer and worship that causes others to return to their first love. That's what a Deborah anointing does. They don't just have a lifestyle of praise and worship, but it is a lifestyle when someone hears you worship, it returns people to their first love. I'm talking about the Deborahs today. My God. Deborahs bring solutions, not problems. When you're dealing with oppressed people, and I'm talking to Deborahs right now, there can arise the feeling of being overwhelmed or hopeless. When you're dealing with people and helping other people, sometimes it does feel hopeless. Man, you're like, God, I don't know what else to do. Right? So Deborahs have to have an anointing to encourage themselves in the Lord. I don't need someone else to encourage me. Their encouragement is nice, but I have learned how to encourage my own self in the Lord. Deborah anointed people. Deborah anointing. So you were created for greatness. Deborahs have to have an anointing. Again, yes, to encourage themselves in the Lord. You have to have the greatness in you that rises and radiates the glory of God. So women of God, all of you in this room can let God give you ideas, creativity, new things, new insight, concepts to bring deliverance to many people. You see, because I'm not in this decade by chance. I'm in this decade for change. And if you understand the call of God is progressive, say progressive. Women of God, don't be discouraged, because God matures you gradually. Progressively, you walk into and fulfill your greater assignment. My assignment now is, well, it's probably the same assignment, was always to raise up an army of 300 women, but I'm in a different season right now. I'm in a different level of maturity than I was 15 years ago or even 10 years ago. How many follow me? So women of God, don't be discouraged. Where you are is where you are. But God still sees you. And if he's called you, he ain't never changed his mind. He's just waiting for you. He's just waiting for you. Oh, Jesus. So how do we do that? I'm glad you asked. The key to all of this is you have to keep saying yes. The moment you say no, you stop and freeze in time. And sooner or later, if you're not careful, you become a pillar of salt. You become a monument to what you should have been. Jesus. Well, that came from the Lord. The key to having more, you got to keep your yes. It's easy for us to say yes, Sister Kim, one time, two times, three times, four times, five times for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, 20 years. But what about when you've served God for 30 years and you still have promises that ain't fulfilled yet? Do you still have a sacrificial yes, God? It didn't happen when I thought, but I still have a yes. The devil can't take my yes from me. Even though everything doesn't line up, you cannot have my yes, because my yes is a golden key that unlocks my next door, and I'm going to step over and I'm going to walk into that next place, that next season, that next dimension. I'm coming, Jesus. I'm coming door through door through door through door through door. I keep saying yes. Through door. Sing it. Through door. Through door. Lord, come on, would you point your hands this way? I don't want you to miss this, and I want to provide this opportunity, because surely, why don't you lift your hands to the Lord? Because God, listen, sweetheart, God has made you an influencer. He has made you an influencer. He has made you an influencer. And sometimes the battle of the mind, it keeps you out of the perfect alignment. Many times you're, you know, kind of in alignment, and you get this kind of some short circuiting, and then you're like right on and the wires are connected, and then all of a sudden there's a little short, and God wants to take that out. He wants to remove that today. I feel you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Yes, God, because you're going to raise this one up. You're going to raise her up high. You're going to raise her up high in your anointing, in your spirit, in the glory of God in her hands. Come on, sing. You are my champion. You are my champion.
You are my champion.
Oh,
in the name of
Jesus. Jesus, do it right here. You grow. That's how you increase. Here it is, mama. Here it is. That's how you go. Move up. Move up in the Lord. Yes, God. Do it in her. Do it in her. Somebody If there's any woman of God I was not able to pray for yesterday, and you would say, Prophetess, would you please pray for me for that fresh anointing? I want to be everything God's called me to be, and I did not already pray for you. I want to invite you to come. You got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sing. You are my champion. Yes. Lift your hands to the Lord. Just lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, talk to Him. Talk to Him. Speak in tongues. I want you to lay your hands. Speak in tongues. over here. I want you ladies to speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. The heavens. Strength. Healing to her body. That's it. That's it. Okay, yes. Terry, come here. Terry, come here. Terry Regal, come here. Yep, 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 yep. You're the joy girl. You're the joy girl. Come here. Yes, let her through. Come here. Impart joy. Impart joy. Come on. It reaches to me. Yes. You are my joy.
You are my joy.
Yes.
Joy like no one.
Oh, someone's life is being changed. Said, ain't no one, what are you saying, Lord? No one can touch you tenderly like me. Don't forget my touch. My God, somebody give God praise. The Lord say, don't ignore my voice. Don't bypass the wisdom. Don't bypass the wisdom. For you are called to be a very blessed woman of God. But there are some things where your own ideas get in the way of wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Above all else, get wisdom. So, Father, I'm going to crown her, Lord, back to that renewed mind. Like fire on her head. I cancel any voice of the devil. I cancel any trap of ensnarement. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you, I bind you, I bind you, I bind you. Get out of here. Move and leave in the name of Jesus. And she will not be fearful. She's going to stand bold as a lion. I see you. You're going to roar again. You haven't roared in a long time, Jessica. God said you need to get your roar back. In the name of Jesus, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. He says, you belong to me. You don't belong to nobody else. You belong to me. Somebody give God a praise. Give him a praise. That's it, son. That's it, son. You are my wisdom. Come on, yes.
Wisdom like no other.
Oh.
Wisdom like no other.
Reaches. Everybody, and I already prayed for you. I just want to bless you because you're here for that impartation. And Denise, I think the person you need to meet just walked in the door here. Come on, Minister Cecilia. I thought you were already gone, girl. Okay, okay, she's gonna meet you. But this is my protege, Dana, that has been so faithful in mentorship. She's an amazing protege, and this is the second time. She's flew here all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, right? Atlanta, yes. Sometimes you have to help me in the anointing because I can't think right here. And she's flown this way, and she's been a part, because there was an instruction I gave for every one of my proteges. When I'm flowing in a conference, in an anointing, preaching on a Sunday morning, it is a mandate. You need to be under my tutelage if you are under my tutelage, period. And so she can't get here all the time because she's not in Missouri, but she does get here when she can. And I am so glad that she came to Fully Endowed Women's Conference. Thank you. Pastor, Apostle, would you come here too? And we just want to be a blessing to you. Would you just point your hands this way? Just lift your hands to the Lord. God, I thank you for this very sweet and tender spirit. I thank you for this mama that labors so hard. She's a good mama. And I thank you for rewarding her children, the one in college, the one in elementary, the ones, Lord, that are going all the way through school, Jesus. I thank you, you put a hedge of protection around her kids, Lord. Her kids are my kids. And I cover them in the name of Jesus. They will know you. They will know you one-on-one, God. They will feel your presence. They will encounter you, God, in dreams or visions. But it will pass on to the next generation. This mama will not have to worry. Her children will learn to love you, God, the way she loves you, Jesus. I thank you for the blessing, Lord, in her marriage with her husband. God, I just ask, Lord, that you touch his body, Lord. You know the prognosis, and I ask through Dana. Through her, your healing power, there it is, would come to that husband. Somebody give God praise. My God, that was strong. That was strong. That was strong. Whoa. Glory to God. Bless you, ladies. Shonda, God bless you. You know what? Thank you. I know you mentioned to me about Mentorship Institute. You're the one. We're going to spend $300 at Red Lobster or what have you. But I just want to pray a prayer over you. Since you are interested in Mentorship Institute, I heard your heart yesterday in the foyer. Thank you for sharing with me. And can you just share, just in short, you don't have to share details, but just share in short what this conference meant to you before you came here and then how you're leaving.
Well, before I came here, I was in a relationship, and it wasn't a good relationship. And I wasn't going to come to the conference. I had paid for it and everything, and I wasn't going to come to the conference. And I talked to go to the same church, and she said, you will not go to the conference. You're going to the conference. You're going to the conference. I don't care what you say. You're going to that conference. And she's been praying with me and my friends here. They was like, because I told them about the conference, and this is our second year. And I told her, I said, I just want to give up, and I've never said I wanted to just die. That has never been me. Never, ever, ever been me. And I was just like, one day, I was like, I'm just going to take a lot of pills. I just want to take a lot of pills. And all of a sudden, I have 8 grandchildren. And all of a sudden, I just start hearing all 8 of my grandchildren from the oldest down. Meemaw, 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 meemaw. So I am so grateful to God. When I walked into this conference, I am not going home alone. I'm not going home the same. This conference has changed my life. It has changed my life.
Raise up your hands. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to her heart, from the crown of her head to her heart to her womb, from the crown of her head to her heart to the womb and to her feet, walk. God, I thank you there will be a fresh oil, a fresh anointing, a fresh way of thinking. She will not make the choices or the decisions that she made before ever again in her life. Wisdom will hold her. That's what I heard him say. Wisdom will hold you. So God, I'll anoint her for pursuit as a protege. I thank you she will search out, that she will seek, that she will reach to me. God, I thank you every appointment, whenever they are, that we have will be overpowering, more than enough for her destiny, in Jesus' name. Somebody give God a praise. That's it. That's it. I know I've already prayed for you, but you know, Wrecking Missouri Ministries has a head and a lead over that. You know, you made a right choice in this connection. It's not a wrong choice, and I don't want you to be afraid to fully connect, more fully than you ever have before. Stop being afraid of that. Stop playing with the emotional mind. Let's just sync with heaven. What heaven is doing right now is what we want to do. That's what we want to do. That's where I want to be, under the cloud where the glory comes out. So God, I thank you for provisions. I thank you for you've seen the sacrifice, God. You've seen the sacrifice again. And yep, you've seen the sacrifice again. And any money that she has sown into my womb and into my anointing, I speak double of that in this womb, and money to come into her hands, in Jesus' name. Whoa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Also, you got to take this. Yeah, receive it, Jessica. All the
Yeah. Would you? Yeah.
Amanda, come here. Yes. Sometimes we just got to wait on the Holy Spirit. Come here. Amanda Armstrong did a workshop on finance and increased blessing. Speak in tongues. Come on, access heaven. And I want you to lay your hands in her belly, on her chest. Command money to come to her life. That's it.
From the north, the south, the east, the west. Multiple streams of income. Come now. Flow. More than enough. Abundance.
That's it.
More than enough.
That's it. Let it go,
abundance.
Amanda. Let it go. That's it. Done. There it is. See how that works? See how that works? Come on. April, you got to learn when to let go of that prayer. Not stay too long. Don't stay too short. Okay, I'm trying to mentor while I'm doing this. Amen. Ooh, Corey, come here. I hear the word deficit. Where the deficit. Ooh, that is actually a financial term. Am I correct? Where the deficit has been spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, God's going to remove it right now. He's going to move it right now. Deficit be gone. Just lift up your hands. Deficit be gone. Are you feeling anything, man of God? Deficit be gone. Deficit be gone. Deficit be gone. Is God speaking to any of our women of God about this? Because I don't know how to pray. Come on, you got to pray about how to pray for somebody. Deficit be gone. Deficit be gone. Deficit be gone. Deficit be gone. Ooh. Shonda, yes, come here. Come here. Shonda, yes. I'm sorry, am I saying the wrong name? Yeah, that's the right name. Okay, you are a woman of business, correct? Okay, so you understand the term deficit, and you understand the term profit. You know both sides of that equation very well. I want you to remove the deficit from his life. Put your hands on him. Put your hands on him. And I want you to begin to speak life to his money. Speak life. Say, I speak blessing. I pronounce it comes to him. Every avenue, every stream that is to come to his life, every business idea, every creative thing, I speak the favor of God with people. Come on, with someone help me pray. Remove it. Remove it.
It shifts now into full profit. Full profit. Full profit.
Come in the name of Jesus. Come. Deficit. God. There it is. Let it go. Yes. The strength of the Lord, lift your hands. So God is saying, son, don't be deviating to the left or right. I know your heart is set, but the enemy would love to just pull like strings, pull you this, just way, just a little. And then he just a subtle thing, and he just kind of, the enemy would love to pull you this way a little bit, just a little, you know, just a little, don't hurt. But God said, no. You will not be pulled to the left or right. That's it, David. Release that, man of God. He has put a word in your spirit. You are to be a deliverer where he has placed you. You will. And you say, God, but I don't, you say, you know, I don't have no openings to preach, Lord. You know, I'm not really sure what's going on in this season is what I see. He's given you a word in your mouth for every team player that is around you. Son, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He says, let me speak through you. Quit being afraid that they're not going to think that you're popular or it will depopularize you. God said, speak my word, son. It is part of the test. You are presently in a test. Can I trust you with the fire and the word of God to your team? Somebody give him praise. He just got a deliverance right there. God, you see, she's not on the road right now, Lord. She's right here. She's right here in your presence. Yes, before your throne, your beautiful throne. I feel the Lord says you're going to be able to begin to see different dimensions of God in different ways, in different areas. Cool. It's like, you know, there's a spiritual picture we have. When we're before the Lord, sometimes we're before his feet and we can actually see that. Sometimes we're before the throne and we can actually see parts of it, not all of it. But I see that there's heavenly things, heavenly scenery, heavenly scenery that God wants you to see. Oh, God. He's going to begin fortifying you in a different way than you've ever been fortified. Oh my God, I see a garden. I see flowers. I see an arch. I see a beautiful arch. And there's flowers there. And it's like a cobblestone path. And I know that's something we normally have in the natural at a palace. Ooh, entering into the courtyard. Yes, Lord. Entering into that courtyard. And even the senses, the five senses, God is going to increase and elevate your sense of smell. Your sense of smell, like smelling flowers. I'm talking in the supernatural realm. You're going to be sent, you're going to, and you're going to, God said, steady fragrances. So when it's the Rose of Sharon in the room, you're gonna know what that means and how it applies. Oh, when it like smells like lilies, then you're gonna understand what that scent is for and what it is supposed to do in the house where you're actually at. So the senses and then the scene. Oh, Jesus. So in order for all that to come on down, he wants you to experience in sight, whether that's a sight by dreams that you have, whether it's when your eyes are just closed and you're yielding yourself before God and you're listening to worship music, and it's worship without words, worship without words, worship without words. It's just music that is filling an atmosphere that you're going to begin to see things. God said, don't question what you see. It is not a figment of your imagination. It is your spirit, mind. It is the illumination of your spiritual mind. Yes, God, I thank you for the next dimension for this great woman of God. I thank you she's going to see her book cover. She's going to see it exactly. She's going to stop wondering. She's going to stop changing. Would it be this? Would it be that? Do I need your vote? Which cover is the best cover? God said, no, you are going to see it.
See it.
And know it.
Know it.
And know it in the name of Jesus. And that book will bring a deliverance to many that read it. You will articulate it correctly. You don't need a subwriter. God said, I put the writing right here in your hands. Write the book. Write the book. Write the book. Come on, somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Keep it. I heard the Holy Spirit say keep it. Okay. Okay. Where's the anointing oil? Ooh, Jesus. I'm telling you, the glory of God is moving right here, right now. Right here, right now. Give me strings. Give me strings. Give me strings. Pour it. Two drops. Two drops. Just two drops. Would you just begin to check in with heaven? That means pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Breathe it in, breathe it out, breathe it in. That's Blow it out, blow it in, however it works. Blow it out, blow it in. Come on. Whoa. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Spirit, see visions, your son, Lord.